Morning, everybody. I'd like to read Westminster Act 28. So forgive a wrong done you by your neighbor, then your sins will be pardoned when you pay. Can a man preserve wrath against his neighbor and still seek healing from the Lord? Can he show no mercy toward a man like himself and still beg God for mercy for himself? If being flesh keeps his anger continually, who will atone for his sins? Remember the end of your life and cease from enmity, and stand fast and remember destruction and death, and stand fast in the commandments. Rather, remember the commandments and do not vent your wrath against your neighbor. Remember the covenant of the Most High and overlook faults. I kind of like, every now and then I can get upset with someone, and it, I kind of get in a shape about it, or it might take me a little bit to just forget about it and go on, but this is a good reminder about how on Judgment Day, we're only going to be how we forgive and show mercy on earth is how God's going to forgive our sins and show mercy to us on the Judgment Day. So this is just a good reminder to me to always forgive and forget, and it doesn't matter what someone's done to you or whatever, it's just better just to go on and forget about it. Some David said it a lot of times, the person that has wronged someone will move on and forget about it, but the person that was wronged will still be upset about it, and just because they haven't forgiven the person yet, and just like they end up the one that was, I can't remember exactly how he said it, but hurt more that they just wouldn't forget about it, and they just kept, I let it eat them up inside, just wouldn't forgive them, just kept, was bitter towards me. So just kind of a good reminder to me that it's just always better to forgive and forget and just move on with your life, and just pray for them or just try to do better. So is there anything for requests? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings that you show us. And thank you for allowing us to come together this morning. I just want to pray for the message this morning. Help us to have ears to hear, and help us to reflect on it and apply it to our lives, and be with everybody as they go home this afternoon, and just in Jesus' name, pray. Amen.